वो अनुभव करे। और ये नहीं कि मैं हमारे पुत्र है, स्त्री है, पिताजी हैं और सब कुटुंब परिवार का है और मेरा बहुत धन है, मैं सुखी हूं और इसमें कह रहा है कि मैं अकेला हूं। नहीं, उसको समझना चाहिए जे सचमुच में अकेले हैं और अपने को भी नहीं जानते हैं। जो कुछ है भगवान ने दिया है उसी का है, ये समझ करके कीर्तन के भाव के अनुसार अपने हृदय को बनाना चाहिए। मधुराष्टकम, अब तो कीर्तन बहुत अच्छा करने लगे।
ट्रांसलेशन
give my
Sukadeva was saying that when we sing these kirtans, we should not just sing like a parrot, but the meanings of the kirtan, we should try to make our heart one with those meanings. For example, when we pray Gurudeva Kripa Karke, or Gurudeva, give your mercy, then we should be saying from the heart. And this kirtan says, O Gurudeva, I am alone, only you are mine. But really, we are not feeling like this. We are thinking, I have my children, my wife, my sons, my wealth, my everything. And how we can make our heart one with this kirtan. Therefore, really, we should feel, I'm alone, except for Gurudev, I don't have anyone. Even I don't have ourselves, myself, because I don't know who I am.
He will have to go alone. Rao ji. Tulsi lae hai na, chandan lae hai, aur aarti iski hogi, Bhagavat. Aap bhi karenge, unko bhi bula lenge. दामोदर को या और लोग कर लें।
ठीक
ठीक हाँ, यू शुड डू।
Thank you.
देखिए पक्षियां भूखी हुई है। अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय माम चरणान्तिके। मैं सर्वप्रथम अपने परमाराध्यतम नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट उन विष्णुपाद सुतर्षि श्रीमद भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज जी के श्री चरण कमलों में कोटि कोटि बार दंडवत प्रणति पुष्पांजलि अर्पित करता हूं। तत्पश्चात अपने शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज जी के चरणों में भी मैं दंडवत प्रणति पुष्पांजलि अर्पित करता हूं। मेरे आदरणीय अतिथिगण श्रोतागण त्रिदंडीपादगण ब्रह्मचारीगण वैष्णव और वैष्णवीजन, मेरा यथा योग्य अभिवादन सभी स्वीकार करें। कल हम लोगों ने श्रीमद् भागवत से आत्मा कैसे प्रसन्न होती है इसके संबंध में बतलाया। एकमात्र स्वयं भगवान श्री कृष्ण के प्रसन्नता के लिए अपने तन मन वचन और भावना से जितनी भी चेष्टाएं हो सकती हैं वैष्णव के गुरु के अनुगत्य में निरंतर लगने वाली भक्त जो सेवा होती है, चेष्टा होती है, उनको भक्ति कहते हैं। किंतु उत्तमा भक्ति कब होगी? जब कोई भी संसारिक और परमार्थी कोई भी अभिलाषा अपने लिए न हो करके सारी अभिलाषाएं कृष्ण के लिए हो, और शुभ कर्मों से या तत्वज्ञान से भक्ति होती है। इस विचार को छोड़े, इससे भी भक्ति नहीं होती, किसी भी कर्म से, किसी भी ज्ञान से भक्ति नहीं। भक्ति स्वतंत्र अवलंबन आना, भक्ति परम स्वतंत्र है, जिस महादुराचारी के हृदय में भी प्रकट हो सकती है। जैसे अजामिल महादुराचारी था, उसके हृदय में भक्ति उत्पन्न हो गई और उसको पवित्र कर दिया। वैसे ही वो बिल्व मंगल वेश्या में आसक्त, माता पिता स्त्री पुत्र को छोड़ करके जो जघन्य पाप किए, और फिर भक्ति उसके हृदय में उत्पन्न होकर के उसको महान कर दिया। वाल्मीकि पहले अपने जीवन में महा पापी थे, भक्ति वहां पर भी उत्पन्न हो गई। सदाचार ब्राह्मण जो है उनमें भी नहीं हो सकती, यदि वो श्रद्धा रहे, गुरु वैष्णव का आदर करे, तब तो होगी, अन्यथा नहीं होगी। इसलिए मायावादी जो कि ये समझते हैं कि मैं ही ब्रह्म हूं, जगत सारा सर्वम खुली दम्ब्र सभी ब्रह्म हैं, उनको कभी भी भक्ति नहीं होगी उनके हृदय में कभी भी। यदि किसी वैष्णव का संग हो गया और छोड़ देंगे तब होगी। तो ये उत्तमा होगी, यही भक्ति सबसे पहले श्रद्धा से आरंभ होती है। उसका सबसे पहला स्टेज है श्रद्धा। अब समझिए श्रद्धा किसको कहते हैं? केवल प्रणाम कर देने से श्रद्धा नहीं होती, श्रद्धा उसको कहते हैं जबकि वैष्णव के संग से हृदय में कृष्ण सेवा की वासना, मैं कृष्ण की सेवा करूंगा, हमारा जीवन सफल हो जाएगा, ऐसी भावना यदि किसी के हृदय में आए, ये शुद्ध श्रद्धा है। और उसका बाहरी लक्षण क्या है? भगवान के, गुरु के और शास्त्रों के वचनों में दृढ़ विश्वास हो जाता है। कृष्ण की भक्ति करने से हमारा सब कुछ हो गया, ऐसी भावना रहेगी तो श्रद्धा हुई। यही जबकि कुछ और बढ़ जाएगा तो इसको निष्ठा कहते हैं, चित्त स्थिर हो जाएगा। इसके बाद में रुचि होती है, भगवान के नाम करने में रुचि होगी, हरि कथा श्रवण में रुचि होगी, सब कामों को छोड़ करके भगवान की कथा सुनेगा, ऐसी रुचि हो जाएगी। भगवान के पूजन में, वैष्णव के सेवन में, ये सब जगह रुचि होगी। भगवान के लिए रसोई बनाने में भी रुचि होगी। ये रुचि परिपक्व होने के बाद में आसक्ति कहलाती है। पहले भक्ति के साधनों में आसक्ति होगी और वही बदल करके कृष्ण में वो भक्ति हो जाएगी, आसक्ति। अब बिना कृष्ण के रह नहीं सकता, और यही परिपक्व होने पर इसको रति कहते हैं या भाव कहते हैं। ये भाव हो जाना बड़ा दुर्लभ है इस जन्म में, बड़ा दुर्लभ। यही और बढ़ करके प्रेम होता है, प्रेम बढ़ करके और स्नेह, मान, प्रणय, राग, अनुराग, महाभाव, रूढ़, अधिरूढ़, मोहन, मोदन और अंत में मादन भाव कहलाता है। ये राधिका जी का अपना भाव है, ये दूसरे कृष्ण में भी नहीं है, ललिता विशाखा जी में भी नहीं है। यह प्रेम इतना तक ऊपर बढ़ जाता है, ये भक्ति है। असल में राधिका जी का कृष्ण के प्रति सेवा की जो वृत्ति है उसी का नाम भक्ति है। ये हल्लादिनी शक्ति का एक भेद है ये प्रेम। यदि कोई व्यक्ति वासुदेव भगवती भक्ति योग प्रयोजित जनत आशु वैराग्यं ज्ञानं च अहेतुकम्। यह बात याद रखिए, जो भगवान का श्रवण कीर्तन करेगा, हरि कथा सुनेगा, उनका नाम करेगा और यह भक्ति योग जो बतलाया उत्तम यह करेगा, निश्चित रूप में जन्यात आशु शीघ्र ही से शीघ्र संसार के प्रति उसकी विरक्ति हो जाएगी। यदि नहीं हुई तो समझो जैसे उसमें गड़बड़ी है, कुछ दाल में काला है, ठीक से नहीं कर रहा, ऊपर से दिखला रहा है किंतु ठीक से नहीं कर रहा, तो वैराग्य भी नहीं आएगा और तत्व ज्ञान भी, कृष्ण क्या तत्व है, जीव क्या है, माया क्या है, राधा तत्व क्या है, कृष्ण तत्व क्या है, प्रेम तत्व क्या है, ये सब अपने आप उसके हृदय में आ जाए। नहीं होता है, एक आदमी 50 वर्ष से भक्ति कर रहा और उसको संसार से विरक्ति नहीं हो रही, क्या समझो, भक्ति नहीं कर रहा है, अपना भोगों में लगा हुआ है, ये समझो। नहीं तो भक्ति करने से वैराग्य नहीं होगा, जरूर होगा। धर्मा सुनिश्चित, यदि कोई मनुष्य श्रवण कीर्तन इत्यादि अपना भक्ति करता है किंतु हरि कथा में रुचि नहीं है, हरि भगवान की कथाओं को सुनने में रुचि नहीं है, तो समझो जो उसका सब कुछ व्यर्थ है, कुछ दिन के बाद में छोड़ करके बस संसार में लग जाएगा। इसलिए देखो, जो हम लोग धर्म और धर्म करते हैं उसका फल भोग नहीं है, भगवान की भक्ति है। जो हमारे पास में अर्थ है वो अपने भोग के लिए नहीं, भगवान और उनके सेवक वैष्णवों की सेवा के लिए है, नहीं तो वो तुम्हारा कर्म, वो धन तुम्हारा बंधन होगा, चक्र में फिरते रहो। इसलिए हमारी जो इंद्रियां हैं उनके भोगों के लिए नहीं, ये सब भगवान ने बनाया है, भगवान ने ये शरीर भोगों के लिए नहीं, अपना भजन करने के लिए दिया है। बदंति तत्व विदश तत्वम जज ज्ञानम अद्वयम ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवानीति शब्दते। बदंति तत्व विदश, जो यथार्थ में तत्व को जानते हैं, कृष्ण क्या तत्व है, भक्ति क्या तत्व है, माया क्या तत्व है, प्रेम क्या तत्व है, रस क्या तत्व है, इसको जो जानने वाले हैं वो कहते हैं कि अद्वैय ज्ञान परतत्व ही एकमात्र तत्व है। बड़ा कठिन विषय है, अद्वैय ज्ञान परतत्व ही एकमात्र तत्व वस्तु है। मतलब क्या, कृष्ण अद्वैय ज्ञान परतत्व है, समझो कैसे, कृष्ण के अतिरिक्त और कोई पृथक स्वतंत्र सत्ताशील कुछ नहीं है। फिर से समझिए, कृष्ण के अतिरिक्त लोक परलोक कहीं भी एक ऐसा कोई व्यक्ति नहीं है जिसकी स्वतंत्र सत्ता हो। जैसे राम, स्वतंत्र उनकी सत्ता नहीं है, राम ही स्वयं भगवान है, कृष्ण ही वही राम है। अवतारों को कृष्ण से अलग मत देखो, और हम जो जीव हैं उनकी विभिन्नांश शक्ति से, उनकी तटस्थ शक्ति से प्रकटित हुए हैं, हम उनके विभिन्नांश जीव हैं, हम उनसे अलग नहीं है, हमारी सत्ता भगवान की सत्ता से अलग नहीं है, और ये जो जगत के देखते हो यही प्रभु की शक्ति से माया शक्ति से उत्पन्न हुआ है, ये भी अलग इसकी सत्ता नहीं है। और भगवान की लादनी शक्ति से स्वरूप शक्ति से वैकुंठ जगत और वृंदावन गोलोक इत्यादि ये सब है, ये भी उनकी उनसे अलग सत्ता उसकी नहीं है, किसी की अलग सत्ता है ही नहीं है, सब कृष्ण की ही कृष्ण में ही है। इसलिए कृष्ण ही अद्वैत ज्ञान पर तत्व है। किंतु अद्वैत ज्ञान का मतलब ये नहीं मैं भी ब्रह्म हूं वो भी ब्रह्म है, सर्वम खलिदम ब्रह्म है, तुम भी ब्रह्म हो मैं भी हूं, ये नहीं, या जगत ब्रह्म है, ऐसा नहीं। उनकी तीन प्रतीतियां हैं, बहुत दूर से किसी हिमालय पहाड़ के निकट जाएंगे तो देखेंगे जो कुहरा जैसा काला मालूम पड़ रहा है, कुछ और निकट चले जाएंगे अरे तो बहुत ऊंचा पर्वत है, और उसके ऊपर में चले जाएंगे उसमें हजारों पेड़ पौधे सिंह भालू जानवर इत्यादि सब कुछ वहां पर है। ऐसे जब ज्ञान रूपी साधन से उनको देखते हैं तो ब्रह्म ज्ञानी लोग उनको निर्विशेष ब्रह्म में कोई रूप नहीं है ऐसा देखते हैं, और थोड़ा सा निकट जाने पर परमात्मा के रूप में देखते हैं, किंतु इतना ही बड़ा है वो, उसका रूप भी है सब कुछ है किंतु छोटा सा है, और जब निकट पहुंच जाते हैं देखते हैं कि वही स्वयं भगवान कृष्ण है, तरह तरह की लीला कर रहे हैं, ये निकट जाने से देखेंगे। इसलिए ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवान तीनों एक नहीं है, एक ही वस्तु की तीन प्रतीतियां हैं, एक ही कृष्ण है, दूर से उनको देखने से निर्विशेष दिखते हैं, निकट से देखने से परमात्मा, और एकदम सेवान निमग्न हो जाते हैं तो सब कुछ उनको देखते हैं। ओ
ट्रांसलेशन
देखो अच्छा अच्छा ठीक
So the first day we're here, then the question was asked by the sages of Namasaranya, how the soul can be happy. And the answer Gurudev is explaining for these last 3 days, only when one performs service to the Supreme Lord by the all the endeavors of one's body, mind, words and emotions, under the guidance of the spiritual master and the pure devotees, performed exclusively for the happiness of Sri Krishna, then that may be called bhakti. But still it cannot be called uttam bhakti, or the topmost devotion, until that person is completely free from all material desires, all ulterior motives, and also their bhakti will not be covered by any type of karma, fruitive seeking activity, Gyan, which means impersonal knowledge, or activities like performing pious activities or sinful activities. When all these things are removed, then it may be called uttam bhakti, or pure devotion. Therefore, bhakti is, we should understand, completely independent. She is not dependent on anything else except herself. Therefore, in the scriptures, we see examples of devotion appearing even in the hearts of most wretched and fallen persons, such as Bilba Mangal Thakur. He was attached to a prostitute, but by the grace of the Lord, devotion appeared in his heart. Or Ajamil, he was addicted to all types of sinful activities, but bhakti appeared in his heart. Valmiki, who compiled the Sri Ramayana, he was a murderer and a criminal, but devotion appeared in his heart by the mercy of his spiritual master. Therefore, bhakti is independent. She may appear in the heart of even the most wretched person. But on the other hand, even a person born in a very high Brahminical family who is following all types of scriptural rules and regulations but does not respect Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, then bhakti may not appear in their heart at all. Therefore, such persons who think, aham brahmasmi, I am God and everyone else is God, then bhakti will never, devotion will never appear in their heart until such persons take the association of high-class devotees of Krishna. Therefore, we should come to the first stage of devotion, that is called Shraddha, or faith. Only giving pranams to Gurudev, Jai Gurudev, and giving $5, these cannot be called Shraddha, or faith. What is the definition of faith? By association with a high-class devotee, then a feeling will come in the heart. I must give everything to Krishna. I must please Him. If I can serve Shri Krishna, if I can serve the Lord, my life is completely successful. This is the internal symptom of faith. An external symptom of faith is one will have unflinching viswas, unflinching faith, belief in the words and the statements of Gurudev, the devotees, and scripture. Therefore, when this faith develops, it comes to the stage called Nishtha. Nishtha means one's intelligence is unflinchingly fixed in the performance of service to Krishna. When that Nishtha develops and matures, it comes to the stage of Ruchi, or taste. At that time, one will have a great happiness, experience a great enjoyment in hearing Harikatha, hearing topics of Krishna, chanting the name of Krishna, even activities like cooking for Krishna. One will have great utsaha, enthusiasm and performance of those activities. When that ruchi becomes more mature, it comes to the stage of ashakti, or deep attachment. First, that attachment will be for the performance of devotional activities like hearing, chanting and remembering. And later, when that ashakti becomes more mature, then it becomes directed to Krishna Himself. At that time, the devotee cannot stay even 1 second without connection with Krishna. When that ashakti matures, it comes to the stage of bhav. Bhav means the preliminary stage of pure love of Godhead. But should understand that bhav bhakti is extremely rare in this world. Then when that bhav bhakti achieves maturity, it comes to the stage of prema. When that prema thickens, it comes to sneha. When sneha develops more, it comes to the stage of man, then pranay, rag, bhav, mahabhav, all the way up to the emotions of Srimati Radhika, like madanakya mahabhav. But these feelings are only in Radharani, not in anyone else. What to speak of Lalita or Vishakha even. Therefore, this is called devotion. Therefore, really, Srimati Radharani, her service to Krishna, this is real bhakti. And the tiniest part of Radharani's service attitude towards Krishna, when it enters the heart of us, then it can be called faith. Therefore, Bhagavatam has stated, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Gyanityastu Vaira Gyan Gyanam Chayat Ohitikin. Along with pure devotion to Sri Krishna, automatically the qualities of perfect complete knowledge and complete renunciation from this world will automatically develop in the heart of a devotee. By the influence of pure devotion, one will understand all types of spiritual conclusions. Therefore, someone is chanting the holy name for 50 years, but still they're attached to their wife and children, hearth and home, then we cannot say they have ever performed devotion. There must be some fault in their practice. Just like in a sweet, there may be some sand mixed in that. Therefore, one's performance of religious activities is not for one's own enjoyment. No. All activities should be performed for the enjoyment of Krishna. One's wealth is not for one's own enjoyment. This money does not belong to you. It belongs to the Supreme Lord. It should be engaged in His service. Otherwise, all these activities will cause bondage in the cycle of birth and death. What to speak of wealth or religious activities, even one's senses and one's body are not for one's own enjoyment. They should only be used for the service of Krishna and the devotees. Therefore, Bhagavatam has given one verse, Vedanti tat tat vidaras tatvam tatvyaj gyanam advayam brahmati paramatmi bhagavani kishapate. We said this is very hard to understand, but still we should try to hear. Those who know all spiritual conclusions, who is Krishna? What is devotion? What is illusion? What is prema? What is rasa tattva? Those persons who have complete vision of spiritual reality, they have described the absolute truth as Advaigyan Paratattva, or the non-dual absolute reality. What does that mean? It means, apart from Krishna, nothing exists. Nothing has a separate, independent existence separate from Krishna. Everything we see materially, everything we see spiritually, all is dependent upon Him. All is coming from Him. There is nothing separate from Him. What to speak, even other incarnations like Ramji, Nrsimhadev, Vamandev, they are also not separate from Krishna. There we should not see them separate in any way. To do so will be a mistake. What to speak of the other incarnations not being separate from Krishna, even the tiny individual soul, he is also not separate from Krishna. But he is called Vibhinansa. He is called separated part and parcel. He is not like the incarnations. They are not separate part and parcels. But the individual soul is called separated part or parcel, or Vibhinansa. He is emanation. The individual soul comes from Krishna's energy. That energy is called Jiva Shakti. Therefore, even we are not separate from Krishna. And in the spiritual world, everything which is there in Vaikuntha, Dwarka, Ayodhya, Mathura, and Vrindavan, that is also not separate from Krishna. That is emanation of Krishna's Chit Shakti or Swarup Shakti. Therefore, nothing material or spiritual is separate from Him. Therefore, Krishna is called Advayagyan Paratattva, the non-dual absolute truth. So, hear it 50 times, then we can understand. Very difficult to understand. Therefore, Krishna is in everything, and everything is in Krishna. This vision is called correct vision. But there are some people who misunderstand this, and they think, oh, everything is God. I am God, you are God, everyone is God. But this is a misconception. Even though everything is not separate from Krishna, still Krishna has His separate existence from everything at the same time. Therefore, how we can understand this? There are many different considerations, many different viewpoints of the Absolute Truth, but it's simply a matter of perfect vision. For example, in the distance there's a mountain, but someone who's 50 kilometers from the mountain, he sees, oh, there's just a brown blob, a dark space there. And when he comes close to the mountain, he goes, oh, it's not a blob on the horizon, it's a mountain. And when he comes very close onto the mountain itself, then what does he see? There's trees, birds, bears, tigers, animals, rivers, everything is there. What is the meaning? There is only one absolute truth, but he is understood in different ways according to the qualification of the practitioner. For example, those who are called jnanis, impersonalists, they understand the Supreme Lord has no hands, no legs, no mouth, no name, no qualities, no energy, no nothing. That is like the nirvisheshis, isn't it? From a great distance, they understand Bhagavan is nothing. Only an energy, a light. But the yogis, they are more advanced than the impersonalist jnanis, because they realize the Absolute Truth is called Paramatma. He's the size of a thumb in the heart of everyone. He has arms, legs, everything. But he doesn't do so much. But more advanced than them are the devotees. They see everything. Bhagavan, he is a person, he has activities, he has associates, he has energies, he has everything. Therefore, even though the Absolute Truth is one, he is seen in different angles of visions according to one's qualification. The jnanis understand him as Nirvishesh Brahm. The yogis understand him as Paramatma, but the devotees have the complete understanding. They understand him as Sri Krishna as Bhagavan, the Supreme Person.
इसीलिए तत्त्व ज्ञानी लोग, मुनि लोग, श्रद्धापूर्वक ज्ञान और वैराग्य से युक्त होकर संसार से विरक्त होकर और कृष्ण तत्व जीव तत्व माया तत्व को जानकर कृष्ण के प्रति भक्ति करेंगे। यदि श्रवण करना है कृष्ण के संबंध में श्रवण करो, कृष्ण के संबंध में ही कीर्तन करो, कृष्ण का ही ध्यान करो। इसी तरह से तुम्हारा सब अनर्थ, सब प्रकार के पाप ताप सब दूर हो जाएंगे। इसलिए कहा है श्रोणतां, यस,
Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnanam Jana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurudev Namaha. So Srila Gurudev has quoted the previous verse which we just heard about the nature of the Absolute Truth, that he is Advaita Gyan Paratattva, and that he is viewed by different transcendentalists who are trying to realize him. But because of their angle of vision, not all are realizing him completely. So Srimad Bhagavatam, it is telling the process by which the Absolute Truth can be fully and completely and perfectly realized and understood. So Srimad Bhagavatam has a group of verses in which the process of hearing about Krishna, hearing about that Absolute Truth from the correct source, will affect within the heart of the listener the ability to actually attain transcendental realization, direct realization of the Supreme Absolute Truth. So in the beginning, Srimad Bhagavatam is telling, Srinvatam svakata Krishna punya sravana kirtana hridhyantaksto hibhadrani vidunoti suhrit satam. Here, the process of hearing Krishna katha is described. When the devotee begins this process of hearing, Srinvatam svakata Krishna, that means the transcendental topics that are described by the realized souls who have understood that Absolute Truth. So when they describe Sri Krishna Bhagavan, the Absolute Supreme Personality of Godhead, His transcendental name, His form, His rupa, nam, guna, rupa, lila, His pastimes, and all of His eternal dham and associates. When this is described by a realized soul, then punya shravana kirtana, this process of hearing and chanting is highly glorious and highly effective. Hridyam taksto hi bhadrani vidhunoti suhritsatam. What happens at that time? Sri Krishna Bhagavan himself, in the form of Harikatha, he personally enters within the heart of the devotee, because Krishna and Krishna's name, Krishna's topics, Krishna's form, they are all Advaita Gyan Paratattva. They're all non-different than Krishna. There is no difference. So when Krishna himself comes within the heart of the devotee, in through hearing, the process of hearing Harikatha, then what happens? Hridyantaksto hi abhadrani vidunoti. Krishna himself begins to cleanse within the heart all abhadra. Abhadras means things which are very inauspicious, things that have accumulated within our heart for many, many lifetimes, many misconceptions. These are called anarthas, unwanted things. When these illusory ideas and conceptions are accumulated within the heart, it is not possible to understand the Absolute Truth. So through the process of hearing Krishna Katha, then Krishna himself begins to cleanse the heart of that devotee. Then, nashta praishu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Now, as Srila Gurudev was explaining how the process of gradual advancement takes place, how the devotee goes step by step from the stage of shraddha, faith, and then coming into the stage of sadhu sangha, then anartha nivritti, all of the anarthas cleansed from the heart, coming to the stage of nishta, firm faith, unbreakable faith. So here the shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam is telling that nashta praishu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. By constantly and regularly serving the two types of bhagavats, nityam bhagavata sevaya. There is the Granta Bhagavat, that means the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Lord Himself in the form of the Vedic Shastra. And then there is the Bhakta Bhagavat, the pure, unalloyed devotee who has attained pure devotion to the Supreme Lord. So Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, when one is serving both of these Bhagavats, Nityam, constantly, 24 hours daily, without any break, then Nashta Praishu Abhadreshu, when the Abhadras within the heart are almost cleared, not fully, but almost cleared, then Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Then to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Uttama Shloka, the Supreme Lord who is glorified by the highest transcendental poets with the most beautiful spiritual poetry, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, divine devotion, pure bhakti to his lotus feet, it comes within the heart, and then Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. The devotee becomes firmly convinced, firmly situated. Now there is no other conceptions of the Absolute Truth that can sway him from his devotion to the Supreme Lord. Then, tadarajastamo bhava kamalobhadayaschaye chaita etair anavidham stitam sattve prasidati. Now, when all the effects of the material nature in the form of the three modes of nature, Rajas, Tamas, especially the lower qualities of nature, these qualities of passion and ignorance, when the influence gradually becomes reduced, then Kama Lobha Dayaschaye, then the effect that they have within the heart of the conditioned soul, meaning lust, becoming lusty, becoming greedy, becoming angry, becoming envious, all of these, kam, krodh, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, now that these effects become reduced. Kama, lobha, dayascha, cheta, etair, na, vidham. Now the soul, the pure consciousness of the soul, becomes anavidham. That means it becomes unaffected by these lower effects of the modes of nature. And stitam, sattve, prasidati. Now he becomes situated in pure goodness, unaffected, and he becomes prasidati. Now he begins to taste the transcendental nature of the soul as being eternally full of bliss and full of knowledge. Now, evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. So now, evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha, by this bhagavat bhakti yoga, by performing bhakti yoga to the Supreme Lord, then evam prasanna manaso, his mind becomes so peaceful, so tranquil, so completely fixed and satisfied. Bhagavat tattva vijnanam. Now he attains vijnan. Vijnan means realized knowledge, not theoretical knowledge, practical realized knowledge, direct understanding and perception of the Absolute Truth, Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam. And then Mukta Sangasya Jayate. Now he attains what is called Mukti, complete liberation from this material world, this cycle of karmic, repeated birth and death, being forced to take birth and die repeatedly. Now that devotee, through this process, he attains this state of liberation. And then,
then vidyate
hridaya grantis chityante sarva samshaya shiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvare. So vidyate hridaya grantis. This hridaya granti means a knot which has completely enveloped our heart. The soul, the jivatma, has become tied up with this knot of material illusion and misconception, material attachments in this world. So, bidyate means to pierce that knot. When that knot is pierced, and chityante sarva samshaya, all doubts, all illusions, completely cut to pieces, chityante sarva samshaya, jiyante chasya karmani, then the chain, this cycle of repeated karmic birth and death, it becomes completely stopped. And then, drishta evatmanishvare. Now that very fortunate soul, he begins to have transcendental vision. Drishta evatmanishvare. He realizes that the Supreme Atma, the Paramatma, He is the Ishvara. He is the controller of me, of all jivas, of this whole universe and all spiritual and material creations. That becomes His realization. So Srimad Bhagavatam is telling us how powerful is this process of hearing Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, from the lips of the transcendentally realized soul. So we are very fortunate that we have come to this assembly where there is such a personality, the Bhakta Bhagavat, the personification of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the form of the pure devotee of Krishna, our beloved Srila Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. If we hear this Hari Katha from his lotus mouth, then constant hearing, constant service, this will be the result that we will all attain. Hare Krishna.
एक बात सभी अच्छी तरह से समझ लेंगे, हम लोग कोई भी ईश्वर नहीं है। जीव कभी भी भगवान या ईश्वर या ब्रह्म नहीं हो सकता। संसार का कोई पदार्थ भी ईश्वर नहीं है। कुछ लोग आते हैं स्टेज में भी, यहां पर भी आते होंगे, कहते होंगे तुम भी ब्रह्म हो, मैं भी ब्रह्म हूं, सब सर्वम खलिदम ब्रह्म। अरे तुम ब्रह्म हो तो दुख से बिलबिला क्यों रहे हो? तुम्हारी मृत्यु हो जाती है, भगवान तो कभी मरते नहीं। तुम तो बूढ़े हो जाते हो, यह सब पक तक जाता है। भगवान राम का कृष्ण को अभी मोछे नहीं आई और कभी नहीं बदलता, एक ही जैसे जुआ अवस्था में रहते हैं। संसार नष्ट हो जाता है, बदलता बदलता नष्ट हो जाता, भगवान कभी नष्ट नहीं होते। इसलिए कहीं भी भागवत में, रामायण में, पुराणों में, वेदों में, शास्त्रों में कहीं भी ऐसा नहीं है कि जीव ही ब्रह्म है। इसलिए यदि किसी से सुनेंगे तो उसको भूल जाइए। भगवान दुख में बिलबिलाता नहीं है, रोता नहीं है, उसका जन्म मरण नहीं होता है, आता है और आंखों से उजल हो जाता है। अभी भी वही कृष्ण का जब दर्शन करेंगे कोई, वही हाथ में बंसी ली हुए राधा जी के साथ, राम का दर्शन होगा तो वही रामचंद्र जी उसी अवस्था में, जुआ अवस्था में सीता जी के साथ में है, उनका अदल बदल कुछ नहीं। इसलिए जीव कदापि ब्रह्म नहीं हो सकता। इसलिए बतलाया है उपनिषदों में, नित्यो नित्यानाम चेतनश्चेतनानाम, वो नित्यों में परम नित्य है, आत्माओं में परमात्मा है, इसलिए वो कभी भी जीव ब्रह्म नहीं हो सकता है। ये सब चीजें बिना गुरु कृपा के नहीं होगी। जस्य देवी पराभक्ति जथा देवी तथा गुरु तस्यन्ते कथिता ही यार्थ प्रकाशन्ते महात्मा। जो कोई अपने गुरु को कृष्ण से कम नहीं समझेगा, जैसे भगवान की सेवा करता है, उनके प्रति श्रद्धा है, वैसे ही अपने गुरु के प्रति हो, तब वेद शास्त्र उसके हृदय में प्रकाशित हो जाए। साक्षात हरि तेन समस्त शास्त्र, समस्त शास्त्र कहते हैं कि गुरुदेव भगवान है, किंतु कौन भगवान है? सेवक भगवान है, सेव्य भगवान नहीं है। इसी रूप में समझना चाहिए। ट्रांसलेशन
Before Sripad Padmanabhaji's speech, Gurudev said something. Therefore, those who completely know all spiritual reality and those who are completely detached from material enjoyment, such persons engage themselves in the devotional service or the bhakti of Krishna. Therefore, if you should hear something, hear only of Krishna. If you should speak something, speak only of Him. And if you will think something, then think only of Him. By doing this, all obstacles in our life will be destroyed, as Maharaj nicely explained. The Buddha said one thing we should all understand very nicely and completely. no one can become God. No one can become Bhagavan, Ishwara, or anything. There are many people today, even probably next week, someone may come here and say, I am God, we are God, and everyone is God. Salva Kalabhami Nambram, all are the Supreme Lord. The Guru Maharaj said this idea is completely erroneous, completely false. And if you've heard it, you should quickly forget it. Otherwise, devotion cannot enter your heart. If everyone is God, then why people are unhappy? If everyone is God, then why people are dying and afflicted by old age? Therefore, these days we see many gods. The stomach sticking out, walking with a stick, in the wheelchair. But we never see like this with Krishna and Lord Ram. Krishna, he never appeared older than 15 years old. Even Krishna never has any moustache, what to speak of beard and white hairs. Therefore, the whole world changes. But the forms of Krishna and Sri Ram, etc., they never change. There is no change in them. Therefore, if anyone has seen God, they always see Krishna, what? Playing his flute in a very young form with Radharani on his left-hand side. If they see Ram, how do they see Ram? Exactly in the form as he is described in the Ramayana with Sita and his devotees. Therefore, scripture has said, we are not, no one can become God, but we can become the servants of God. Nitya nityananam chetanas chetananam. Of all eternals, the Supreme Lord is the Supreme Eternal. Of all conscious entities, he is the Supreme Conscious Entity. Therefore, how can we understand this? Scripture has says, yasya devi tita guru. We should understand the spiritual master is not different than Krishna. He is not Krishna, but he is not different than Krishna. Guru should not be considered to be less than the Supreme Lord, even though he is not the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Guru is like Krishna, but he is not Visai Bhagavan, or the Supreme Lord, the Enjoyer. Gurudev is always Asrai Bhagavan, or that form of Bhagavan who always engages himself in service to Krishna. He is Asrai Bhagavan, the servant. He is not Visai Bhagavan, God himself.
अब थोड़ी सी गुरु की महिमा के ऊपर में
अजय
ये क्या नाम
अजय ब्रह्मचारी
हाँ अजय
ब्रह्मचारी
आचार्य
पंडित जी
अजय जी कुछ बोलिए संक्षेप में
I'm coming there in corner.
संभाल करके बोलिएगा
जाना भी
जय राधा गोविंद की जय श्रद्धेयाः उपस्थिताः अष्टोत्तर श्रीपति भूषिताः अस्माकं सर्वेषां अत्र उपस्थितानां गुरुपादाः अन्ये महात्मानः भक्ताश्च अहम तो पूर्वतः एव भीतः परंतु तथापि गुरुवार अत्र सन्ति साहसं कृत्वा उपस्थितोऽस्मि किञ्चित् वक्तुम् गुरु दिस वर्ड कंटेन्स टू लेटर्स गु एंड रु आचार्यास डिफाइन गु शब्द स्कंधकारः रु शब्द तद्विघातकः इट मीन्स Gu means darkness, lack of knowledge, and Ru means Vighataka, who destroys all kinds of darkness, foolishness, is called Guru. In everywhere, Guru has defined equal to God and somewhere more than God. When we were child, we have been taught if Govind and Guru appear together, Then who had to go first? Guru Gobind do khare, kakau lagau paai, balihari guru apano, Gobind diyo batai. If Gobind and Guru come together, then first go to Guru. Because Guru defines Krishna. If no Guru, we can't know Krishna. And also, mantre deve dvije tirthe, daivagye bhaisaje guru. Bhavana yadrisi yasya siddhir bhavati tadrisi. The person who has, if you have that bhav, that mood, only then you can achieve that Krishna prema. I'll, I would like to tell a short story. Some people say, oh, I have my wife, my kids, my business. How can I leave all those things? How can I chant? How can I do bhakti? How can I leave my family? And always Guru says about spiritual world, nothing about material world. But we live here. We are suffering from so many problems here. How to dissolve these problems? But I think Guru helps everywhere. He is able to solve your all problems in this world, and he is also able to help you when you leave this world in a spiritual world. There was a very big businessman. He had a very big business. He employed so many workers, but he was unable to complete his orders and jobs. He was helpless, and he went to Gurudev. He asked, oh Gurudev, I have very big business, so many employees, so many workers, but still I have so many works left. What to do? Help me do something. Gurudev said, don't worry, I'll help you. It's my duty to help my disciples where you are. They need my help. And he gave a mantra. He said, chant this mantra 11 times, and when you complete 11th, one ghost will appear. And order that ghost whatever you want to do. That disciple businessman became very happy. He went home and he chanted 11 times, and one ghost appeared. And he said, tell me what you want me to do for you. Businessman was little bit scared, but he knew that I have got this mantra from Gurudev, so this ghost is not going to hurt me. Businessman said, I have very big business and I want you to complete my all works. He said, okay, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I will work for you, but there is a condition. If you don't tell me any work, then I'll kill you. Make sure you must have some works for me. If you don't have any work for me, I'll kill you. Businessman said, no worries, not a problem. I have thousands of workers. They work double shift, morning, evening, and they are unable to complete it. And you are alone. That day will never come in my life. Ghost said, okay, don't worry. I'll do it. Tell me what to do. He said, go to Germany, America, Britain, wherever he has his factory. He told about everything. He gave his file, order numbers, everything. Ghost said, okay, don't worry. He was a ghost, very powerful. He completed whole works within some hours. And came back again. Businessman was surprised. Oh my God, how did he complete it? And then, ghost told, remember condition. You have promised me that you must have works for me, and now you have nothing. What should I do? Now I'll kill you. Disciple was scared and he ran away to Gurudev and went to Guru and asked, Gurudev, help me, help me, help me. Gurudev asked, what happened? He told the story that ghost told me that I should have works for him, and now I have nothing. What to do? Now he is ready to kill me. Help me, save me. Gurudev said, don't worry. Just he took a Harinam Mala and gave it to disciple. Take it, go home, and give it to that ghost, and tell him, keep chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Oh my God.
He went to ghost, and told ghost, take this mala, sit here and chant. And when you are, I want any work, I tell you, stop chanting and do my work. Chanting, this job will never be finished. And when chanting will finish, he will not be ghost. So Guru helps everywhere. But there is a condition. We listen to Gurudev. Yesterday Gurudev also told Padmanabha Maharaj was saying, and in Srimad Bhagavatam, Gokarna Maharaj told same Bhagavat to Dhundakari. After 7 days, he was ghost, but he changed. His ghost journey was destroyed and chartered plane, special plane from Vishnu with Dutas came there. All people were sitting there. So many listeners, so many devotees, so many disciples. They went to Gokarna Maharaj and told, this is not fair. We are also your disciple. We are listening same Srimad Bhagavat Katha for 7 days. And plane is taking only one person. Why not us? Gokarna Maharaj said, yes, you were part of this Katha, but you didn't hear Bhagavat Katha. He told there are four conditions, four things one listeners must have, four things. Vishwasah Guru Vakyesu Swasmin Dhiratva Bhavana Mano Durnigrahas Mano Dosa Jayascheiva Kathayam Nischalamadhi. The first thing, Gurudeva is saying, Shraddha, Vishwas, Guru Padishtha, Vakyesu, Vishwaso, Nama Shraddha. It means complete faith in each and every sentence of Guru is Shraddha. Listeners must have that Shraddha. They must have faith in each and every sentence. They should not filter. We filter whatever we need, we take it. Whatever we don't need, filter it.
Thank you. Very good. Very good. Now, Shripad Madhava Maharaj will explain the glory of Gurudev and about Narada and Vyasdev dialogue.
ज्ञानतिमिदान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई पे माय हम लवी सेंसेस एंड द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्य गुरु पाद पद्म ओम विष्णु पाद अष्टोत्तर सदस्य मधुभक्ति वेदांत श्लोका मनुस्वामी महाराज एंड ओम विष्णु पाद परिव्राजक आचार्य वर्ज अष्टोत्तर सदस्य मधुभक्ति वेदांत श्लोका नारायण मुस्वामी महाराज I pay my obeisances at the root of feet of my spiritual grandsire, Nitya Lila Prasam Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and Nitya Lila Prasam Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I pay my obeisances all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, headed by the Sannyasis, and I congratulate all audiences. Srila Gurudev ordered me to discuss about some Guru Tattva and dialogue between Sri Narada and Sri Vyasdev. As before you have heard from the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev, although not here in this street, as before you have heard, so Guru means, just you have heard, Gu means Andhakar, means darkness, Ru means light. So what is the darkness? We don't know who am I don't know why the three torments slapped me. I don't know what is lead to my ultimate goal. Guru can remove this all darkness and can give me the light that we are eternal servant of Supreme God. And there is some relation between God and myself. Who can give this knowledge is Guru. Moreover, Srimad Bhagavata explained in very elaborately the symptom of Gurudev. How I can know who is perfect or bona fide Guru or not? Just like if you see anything, then you want to judge this is proper or not. So we have to judge this thing through Bhagavatam. We could not do our own material knowledge. Bhagavata has told us, Tasmat Gurum Prapadyeta Jiggasusya Uttamam Sabdei Paricha Nishnatam Brahman Upasamasrayam. Tasmat Gurum Prapadyeta. Tasmat means the Sanskrit word, means for this reason. What is the reason? We want or not. All we are swept by threefold miseries. Means Adhyatmik, Adi Dhaivik, Adi Bhautik. Adhyatmik means that we want or not. Due to our uncontrolled mind, we suffer always. Sometimes we are very happy, sometimes very unhappy. Adi Bhautik means the distress caused by other living entity. Just as you are walking, a scorpion sting you, snake bite you, or any bull hit you, this is due to other living entity. And Adi Daivik, the cause due to demigods. Like in America, snowstorm going on. Some have too much cold, some have too much flood, some have drought, all this due to demigods. So when we are suffering by three torments, our mind is very disturbed. We want peace and tranquility of mind and want to be eternal happy. So, for eternal happiness, then we never come in this world. And just like you have heard, that Lord Ram and Lord Krishna has no mustache, no beard, no change in their life, in their age. So same way, when you do bhajan and attain the Vishnu Lok, then your body will be like them, it never be changed, no one will be there. So Tasmat Guru Prapadyeta, so then disciple must surrender to Gurudev. Who is Guru? How you know his bona fide Guru or not? In the second line is told that Sabdei Paricha Nishnatam Brahman Upasamasrayam. This definition has two symptoms. One is called primary symptom, another secondary symptoms. The secondary symptom is this, Sabdei Cha Nishnatam must be expert in all scriptures. It's called Shastra. What is Shastra? The definition of Shastra, Rik Samrihi Atharvancha Bharatam Pancha Ratrakam Mula Ramayancha Iva Shastra Mitta Vidhiyate. Gurudev must be qualified and expert in all Vedas, Ramayan, Mahabharata, all Purans, headed by Srimad Bhagavatam. If devotee or disciple has any doubt, quoted from scripture, Gurudev can rule it out. Or you can send me email after 6 months, I reply you, not like this. And Upasamasrayam must be detached from this material world. This material world that always attaches you eat, drink and be merry, means how of your majkaro. Guru will not be like this. In this world, either male or female, they are engaged in either 3W or 3Ns. For 3W, then for male, they are always engaged 3W, woman, wine and oil. And for female, 3N, 3Ns means men, marijuana, money. So Gurudev must detach from all these things. This is a secondary symptom. The primary symptom is this. This must be realized soul. How we can understand realized soul? So this scripture told to test him 1 year, and Gurudev will test disciple 1 year, and disciple will test Gurudev 1 year. But disciple is not so qualified to know he is qualified or not. Now have to come Vaishnava association. Vaishnava will help you to understand his prophet Guru or not. Guru's position is so high. Even Lord incarnate in this world, he has to adopt Srila Gurudev. Just like Marjada Purushottam Lord Ram incarnate in this world, He took initiation from Vasishtha Rishi. He, Sita Devi, Lakshman, Urmila, Bharat Mandavi, Satruna Sutakirti, all took initiation from Vasishtha Rishi. Moreover, Lila Purushottam Krishna Chandra incarnate in this world, he took initiation from Bhagavati Rishi. So many things, so Sandipani's guru, Sandipani Rishi was his school teacher. And moreover, Prem Purushottam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu incarnate in this world, he took initiation from Ishwar Puripad. Everywhere is compulsory. So what to say about human beings? So who composes Bhagavat for the whole world? Vyasdevji. One day he was sitting in his ashram, but his mind was not fixed. He was a little disminded. The meantime, Sri Narad Rishi, his Gurudev, appeared there. And he asked Vyasdev, "It looked like you're a little unhappy. What is the cause?" Vyasdev told, "Oh Gurudev, I don't know what is the cause of my unhappiness." Vyasdev told, Srila Narad Rishi told, "You have composed so many
Sutras. You have divided Vedas.
You have divided Vedas and composed Brahma Sutra, did so many Upanishads, even for the all common people you made Mahabharata. Still you are not unhappy? Still not happy? No Gurudev, I did all these things.
Purani, Purani you have made Puran.
Then you manifested Puran also. So, yes, Gurudev, I did everything. I divided Vedas, Puran, Upanishad, Brahma Sutra, Mahabharata. Still I am not happy. But I couldn't understand myself why I am so unhappy. Just like in ancient times there is not medical science in allopathic side. That's only Ayurvedic doctor. Ayurvedic doctor can feel the pulse and tell what kind of disease you have and they can give medicine. Same way, Vyasadeva told, "You are spiritual doctor, you are my Gurudev. I could not understand, you can feel my pulse and tell what is the cause of my unhappiness." Vyasadeva, when he told to Guru Narad Rishi and completely surrendered, then Narad Rishi told, "Sometime in Puran he told, Shiva is saying Bhagavan, sometime Kali is saying Bhagavan, Brahma is saying Bhagavan. Have you told about Krishna, that he is saying Bhagavan? Ete tangsa kala apungsa Krishna stu Bhagavan sam?" "No Gurudev, I don't know." "Have you told that Krishna being Supreme Personality Godhead, he appeared in this world in form of Ram, Nisinga, etc. Ramadi murti sukala niyamana Krishna?" "No Gurudev." "Have you told, have you read anywhere, Krishna being Supreme Personality Godhead, he controlled by his sakhas?" Just like I'm giving one example to clear the point. Once Krishna was playing with Siddhams and others, and Krishna and Siddham was fighting each other, wrestling match. And Siddham defeated Krishna. After a few minutes, they all alone began to clap and told, "Oh, I am winner, I am winner." All sakhas told, "Liar, we have seen that Siddham defeat you, how you can say that you win the race?" Krishna told, "Listen, according to wrestling match, when my back was touched or Siddham on top of my chest, then my nose was up, Siddham nose was down. So my nose was up means I won the race." Vyasadev told, "Have you written all this thing?" "No Gurudev, I don't know all this thing." Then again Vyasadev told, "Have you written anywhere that Krishna being Supreme Personality Godhead, he controlled by parental mood, like Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba? When Krishna is stealing butter here and there, all Brajavasis, they complain. Mother Yashoda, oh Yashoda, you come and stealing butter here and there. If you not control him, one will be dacoit, will be robbed, thief." And not only that, he made a group and he became gangster. So, Madhava thought, why Krishna is stealing butter here and there? Is this true? Madhava never believed that Krishna may steal butter. So, one day, Krishna going to steal butter, and what happened? One gopi caught him red-handed. And he told, oh Maya, you are not my mother. Gopi told, today I will not listen anything to you. Every day you doing this mischief thing. And your mother never believed that you can steal butter, your teeth. Today I must drag you to your mother. So then Gopi, according to Indian tradition, she covered her whole face and covered Krishna and dragging him towards Nanda Baba's house. On the way, because when Krishna was there, whole group was there. Even the son of that Gopi girl was also there. After some time, Krishna told, oh mother, my body is so fragile, so soft, much more softer than butter. Moreover, my mother put golden dangle, it burning me so much. Can you switch your mother hand, please? Mother, oh, now I understand you want to run away from here, because your home is close by. No, mother, you can take my other hand, then you can switch it up. Yes, I can do that. Then Krishna, by his eyes, called his friend, the son of that same lady, and took his hand, and Krishna, by other way, went to his own bedroom, just like he sleeping with mother. And when mother go for work, he keep on big pillow, and keep Krishna's hand just like holding mother. And mother Yashoda doing household work. He's so absorbed in household work. What is doing? Govinda Dano Dharma Khabeti. Govinda Dano Dharma Khabeti. Govinda Dano Dharma Khabeti. Govinda Dano Dharma Khabeti. In the meantime, that Gopi came knocking the door. Yashoda. Oh, Yashoda! Mother was so absorbed, remembering Krishna's child pastime. That lady became more louder and louder. Yashoda! Mother Yashoda came. Oh, why call it so loud?
In brief, do.
My son
so
is
much
sleeping.
To say.
He may wake up. Oh, yes, your son is sleeping. Your son is stealing butter. My son is stealing butter. I don't believe this. Well, okay. Where is son? I can show you just now. In the meantime, Krishna coming from his bedroom. Maya, I am hungry. Maya, I am hungry. And when the lady took a bell, she saw his own son he caught. And Krishna told mother, look, I am a small boy. How I can steal butter? Look, her son stealing butter his own house. They are so behaving miserly, not feed their own son even. So where do you go? They steal butter their own house? So they are always doing this. That's it. Narada said, well, have you written all this thing?
No,
Gurudev, I don't know. When Mata Yashoda tightened Krishna, have you written? I don't know, Gurudev. Have you written that Krishna being Supreme Personality Godhead, he completely controlled by gopis? Even he told, Smaradarala Khandanam, Mama Sita Simandanam, Dehi Pada Pallava Mudaram, Anna Parayam Riyapada Sangyam. No, Gurudev, I don't know. Then, what happened? Then Narada Ji told, Bhakti Yogena Manasi Sammak, Pranihiti Amale, Apasat Purusam Purnam, Mayanchi Apasayam. He surrendered in the lotus feet of Gurudev completely. By Bhakti Yoga, he has seen Krishna, Supreme Personality Godhead, with his all associates, and he saw Maya behind Krishna.
Thank you.
So, if someone surrendered bona fide Gurudev completely, he can take darshan of Sri Krishna and his associates, one will attend the service of Supreme Godhead, being in Goloka Vrindavan. Then Narada Ji, to make his fate, he told his life history, how he came in this stage. And next thing, we'll listen from Gurudev lotus feet. Hare Krishna. Panchala kalpata rupasya kripa sindhu khare vacha patita anandavane bho Krishna bho namo namah.
व्यास जी वेदों का विभाग किया और उसका सार संकलन करके ब्रह्म सूत्र या शारीरिक सूत्र की रचना की और महाभारत को बनाया। 18 पुराण, 18 उपपुराण, 18 शाखा पुराण ये उन्होंने किए, सब कुछ किया तो भी वो दुखित थे। क्यों दुखी? ये नहीं समझ सके। उस समय उनके गुरु नारद जी आए। नारद जी ने पूछा, तुम दुखी कैसे हो? तुमने तो ये सारे काम किए, वेदों का विभाग इत्यादि किया, महाभारत रामायण महाभारत इत्यादि लिखा, पुराण लिखा। कहे गुरु जी, यही तो मुझे पता नहीं है, मैं नहीं समझ पा रहा हूं, आप कृपा करके बतलाइए। उस समय में नारद जी ने कहा, तुमने धर्म अर्थ काम और मोक्ष की बातें जो हैं, इसी को वेदों में पुराणों में महाभारत में लिखा। महाभारत पढ़ने से आदमी वीर होकर के लड़ने के लिए तैयार हो जाएगा, तामसिक भाव भी बढ़ जाएगा। तुमने इनका जैसे वर्णन किया, धर्म अर्थ काम मोक्ष और वर्णाश्रम धर्म के, भगवान कृष्ण के संबंध में नहीं लिखा। भगवान स्वयं हैं कृष्ण, ये कहीं लिखा नहीं क्या? जैसा कि इन्होंने बताया, क्या तुमने कृष्ण के जन्म से लेकर और जो लीलाएं की, जितने पृथ्वी के भार स्वरूप राक्षस थे उनको, राक्षसों को मारा, रासलीला की, मैया जसोदा ने उन्हें बांध दिया ओखल में, गोपियों के चरणों में तुम गिरे कृष्ण, ऐसे प्रेम की बातें लिखा? अतो नहीं तो, ओ इसीलिए तुम्हारी ये दुर्दशा हुई है, तुम इसको लिखो। कैसे लिखो? ओ भक्ति योग में समाधिस्थ हो और वहीं पर भगवान का तुम्हें ये जितनी भी लीलाएं हैं सबको देख सकोगे। देखो मैं अपना जीवन चरित्र बतला, कैसे मैंने भगवान को पाया, उनको तत्व को समझा और उनकी ये सब ऐश्वर्य और माधुर्य में लीलाएं प्रकट हुई हमारे हृदय में, तुमको बतलाता हूं। यही कल हम लोग, आज तो समय हो गया, कथा का विश्राम कर रहे हैं, दे रहे हैं, और कल इन सुंदर कथाओं का कल हम लोग विश्लेषण करेंगे। आप लोग जैसे आज आए हैं, कल भी मैं समझता हूं रविवार है, आप लोग अवश्य 6 बजे पधारेंगे, हम लोग 6 बजे ही कथा आरंभ कर देंगे। गौर प्रेमानंदे।
Therefore, we are here in the history of Veda Vyas. So Veda Vyas is the incarnation of God who took the Vedas and wrote them. From before was only spoken, he put them onto pen and paper for our benefit. Then Vyasadeva, he performed so many duties. Before there was only one Veda. But Vyasadeva divided the one Veda into 4 sections, Vedanta, Samaveda, and Yajurveda. Then in order to help ordinary persons, he compiled the Upanishads, especially the Mahabharat, the 18 main Puranas, the 18 Upapuranas, and the 18 Sakapuranas. After compiling all this, then he made Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. But even after doing so much work, describing so many varieties of material and spiritual life, he was still unhappy, depressed. Even he could not understand why I'm feeling depressed. That's how Gurudev says, even if you're an incarnation of God without spiritual master, you cannot understand spiritual life. Therefore, Narad Muni came, the spiritual master of Vyasadev. So he said, oh, Vyasadev, you are not looking happy. He said, Gurudev, I know. He said, then what is your problem? And Vyasadev said, even I cannot understand my own problem, but you are the expert doctor. You please tell me my disease and also give me my medicine. Therefore, Sri Narad Muni said, you have described only about dharma, artha, karma, and moksha. You have described only about mundane religiosity and its results, economic development. You have described about religious sense gratification. And last, you have described about liberation, but you have not described anything about the Supreme Lord or His devotion. And you have not described about Sri Krishna, how He took birth, what activities He performed, like removing all the demons who were burdening the earth. You have not discussed His activities like Rasleela and how He was bound by Mother Yasoda. You have not described how He has fallen at the feet of the gopis. You have not described any of the pastimes of Krishna. You have described all materialistic knowledge, but you have not described the essence of spiritual life, which is service to Krishna. That is why you are not satisfied. Therefore, Narada Muni blessed him, and Vyasadeva went into samadhi, bhakti yoga, and manasi. His mind was absorbed in bhakti yoga. And in his samadhi, what did he see? The incarnations and Krishna and all his activities. And what he saw in his meditation, he wrote. And that is the book, Srimad Bhagavatam, which we are hearing for the last 3 days for. So Guru said, now time is over. So tomorrow is Sunday, we'll start our lecture at exactly 6 o'clock. So please don't be late. Bring your friends. Go Premanandi.
With his all associates and his soul, Maya behind Krishna.
Thank you.
So, if someone surrendered bona fide Guru completely, he can take darshan of Sri Krishna and his associates. One day attend the service of Supreme Godhead being in Goloka Vrindavan. Then Naradishi, to make his faith, he told his life history, how he came in this stage. And next thing we'll listen from Guru Lotus Feet. Hare Krishna. Panchalaka Bhagavad Pasta Kripa Sindhu Hare Vacha.
व्यास जी वेदों का विभाग किया और उसका सार संकलन करके ब्रह्म सूत्र या शारीरिक सूत्र की रचना की और महाभारत को बनाया। 18 पुराण, 18 उपपुराण, 18 शाखा पुराण ये उन्होंने किए, सब कुछ किया, तो भी वो दुखित थे। क्यों दुखी? ये नहीं समझ सके। उस समय उनके गुरु नारद जी आए। नारद जी ने पूछा, तुम दुखी कैसे हो? तुमने तो ये सारे काम किए, वेदों का विभाग इत्यादि किया, महाभारत रामायण महाभारत इत्यादि लिखा, पुराण लिखा। कहे गुरु जी, यही तो मुझे पता नहीं है, मैं नहीं समझ पा रहा हूं, आप कृपा करके बतलाइए। उस समय में नारद जी ने कहा, तुमने धर्म, अर्थ, काम और मोक्ष की बातें जो हैं, इसी को वेदों में, पुराणों में, महाभारत में लिखा। महाभारत पढ़ने से आदमी वीर होकर के लड़ने के लिए तैयार हो जाएगा, तामसिक भाव भी बढ़ जाएगा। तुमने इनका जैसे वर्णन किया, धर्म, अर्थ, काम, मोक्ष और वर्णाश्रम धर्म के, भगवान कृष्ण के संबंध में नहीं लिखा। भगवान स्वयं है कृष्ण, ये कहीं लिखा नहीं क्या? जैसा कि इन्होंने बतलाया, क्या तुमने कृष्ण के जन्म से लेकर और जो लीलाएं की, जितने पृथ्वी के भार स्वरूप राक्षस थे उनको, राक्षसों को मारा, रासलीला की, मैया यशोदा ने उन्हें बांध दिया ओखल में, गोपियों के चरणों में तुम गिरे कृष्ण, ऐसे प्रेम की बातें लिखा? अतो नहीं तो, ओ इसीलिए तुम्हारी ये दुर्दशा हुई है, तुम इसको लिखो। कैसे लिखो? ओ भक्ति योग में समाधिस्थ हो और वहीं पर भगवान का तुम्हें ये जितनी भी लीलाएं हैं सबको देख सकोगे। देखो मैं अपना जीवन चरित्र बतला कैसे मैंने भगवान को पाया, उनको तत्व को समझा और उनकी ये सब ऐश्वर्य और माधुर्य में लीलाएं प्रकट हुई हमारे हृदय में, तुमको बतलाता हूं। यही कल हम लोग, आज तो समय हो गया, कथा का विश्राम कर रहे हैं, दे रहे हैं और कल इन सुंदर कथाओं का कल हम लोग विश्लेषण करेंगे। आप लोग जैसे आज आए हैं, कल भी मैं समझता हूं रविवार है, आप लोग अवश्य 6 बजे पधारेंगे, हम लोग 6 बजे ही कथा आरंभ कर देंगे। गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि।
Therefore, we are hearing the history of Veda Vyas. So Veda Vyas is the incarnation of God who took the Vedas and wrote them. From before was only spoken, he put them onto pen and paper for our benefit. Then Vyasadeva performed so many duties. Before there was only one Veda. But Vyasadeva divided the one Veda into 4 sections, Vedanta, Samana, and Yajurveda. Then in order to help ordinary persons, he compiled the Upanishads, especially the Mahabharata, the 18 main Puranas, the 18 Upapuranas, and the 18 Sakapuranas. After compiling all this, then he made Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. But even after doing so much work, describing so many varieties of material and spiritual life, he was still unhappy, depressed. Even he could not understand why I'm feeling depressed. The Tamgurudev says, even if you're an incarnation of God, without spiritual master, you cannot understand spiritual life. Therefore, Narad Muni came, the spiritual master of Vyasadeva. So he said, oh, Vyasadeva, you are not looking happy. He said, Gurudev, I know. He said, then what is your problem? And Vyasadeva said, even I cannot understand my own problem. But you are the expert doctor. You please tell me my disease and also give me my medicine. Therefore, Sri Narad Muni said, you have described only about dharma, artha, karma, and moksha. You have described only about mundane religiosity and its results, economic development. You have described about religious sense gratification. And last, you have described about liberation. But you have not described anything about the Supreme Lord or His devotion. Then you have not described about Sri Krishna, how he took birth, what activities he performed, like removing all the demons who were burdened in the earth. You have not discussed his activities like Rasleela and how he was bound by Mother Yasoda. You have not described how he has fallen at the feet of the gopis. You have not described any of the pastimes of Krishna. You have described all materialistic knowledge, but you have not described the essence of spiritual life, which is service to Krishna. That is why you are not satisfied. Therefore, Narad Muni blessed him and Vyasadeva went into Samadhi, Bhakti Yoga Namanasi. His mind was absorbed in Bhakti Yoga. And in his Samadhi, what did he see? The incarnations and Krishna and all his activities. And what he saw in his meditation, he wrote. And that is the book, Srimad Bhagavatam, which we are hearing for the last 3 days for. So Guru said, now time is over. So tomorrow is Sunday, we'll start our lecture at exactly 6 o'clock. So please don't be late. Bring your friends. Go Premanandi.